Hi everybody, this is Gad Saad. Hope that you're having a good week. Yesterday I had several appearances. The first one was for a Dutch magazine. The article will come out hopefully in a few weeks. We discussed the parasitic mind. And then later in the afternoon, I appeared at the Open Discussion Club at Colgate University. Fantastic event. Just received a lovely email from them regarding how successful the event was. It's so nice to see young people super engaged, very intellectually curious. It was just really a wonderful experience. And then I appeared also to discuss the parasitic mind at a meeting. It's called the Monday meeting. I think in person it's held in Manhattan perhaps, but this was of course a Zoom meeting. And it was a very nice experience, a bit shorter, maybe 25 minutes long. And so great events, as the countless other events that I've appeared in. And luckily, I've always been someone who's been able to avoid becoming the target of cancel culture, with a few exceptions. Some of you may remember that I was supposed to appear at an event in 2017 at Ryerson College on the stifling of free speech on university campuses. And of course, that event was canceled at Ryerson University. This was a event that also featured Jordan Peterson. We ended up appearing at the event, but several months later it was reorganized by the organizer at the time. But you should have seen the police protection and the private security that we had to have just for having a few professors appear at an event to discuss the importance and value of freedom of speech. But in any case, cancel culture did catch up to me. There is an event that I'm appearing at next week in Montreal on April 28th at 7:30. And I'll put the link to the description in the description section in case you want to sign up for it, where I'll be talking about the parasitic mind. And I received the email from the organizer asking if we could chat, and I found out that apparently they had received many irate emails and so on from a group of folks. From what I at first heard, it was LGBTQ activists from a reform synagogue, where they were very, very afraid, very angry that Gad Saad, the Lebanese Jew who escaped genocidal hate in Lebanon, was a hateful monster. And that they felt very, 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 very unsafe that I even exist in the same city as them. And of course, as is typical of me, I went on the attack. And so now they were sending apparently messages to one another saying, if you object to Gad Saad appearing at this event, please state that you are cisnormative heterosexual. So imagine how duplicitous, how diabolical it is. When they find out that you have a sense of who they are, they then propose that other people join, because it's not enough that the LGBTQ folks were coming after me. We want to show that also people who are cisnormative and heterosexual hate the Lebanese Jew, who's going to talk about the very controversial topic of individual dignity, freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, protection for all, dignity for all, no special privileges for anyone, really corrosive Hitlerian ideas. So these people don't want to debate you, they want to shut you down. They are no different than the Taliban. They are no different from the stuff that I fled from in the Middle East. If we don't like you, we take you out. In this case, they can't behead you, but inshallah, one day in the future they can, but they can stop you from speaking. Okay? So the cancel culture is so corrosive, it is so cancerous, it cloaks itself in the robe of progressivism. It is anything but progressive. It is perfectly antithetical to classical liberalism, right? We flourish as a free society when we're able to hear people with whom we disagree. Although, by the way, no sane person should be disagreeing with me, because the stuff that I defend, those corrosive ideas like the scientific method, biology, science, individual dignity, an ethos of meritocracy, they are really dangerous, corrosive ideas. And so I was very, very happy and pleased to see that the Jewish Public Library did not capitulate to these illiberal fascists. I was very happy and proud to see that they stood their ground. And again, it's not because I'm not the one ultimately who will suffer if I'm canceled. Yes, of course, it'll be horrible if that happened, because you always want to be speaking at events, exchanging ideas, meeting nice people. But it's that with every loss, with every cancel deplatforming that is instantiated, a small piece of our freedom dies. By the way, the people who were trying to cancel me couldn't be any more wrong about who I am, right? Apparently, I was a homophobe and a transphobe. I have no idea what those things mean. Is it because I appeared with Jordan Peterson to talk about Bill C-16 in front of the Canadian Senate? That's what made me homophobic? I mean, there's literally no one I could think of that is more socially liberal than I am. I couldn't give a damn what you do in your bedroom. I want to fight for the rights of every individual to live free of bigotry. But that doesn't mean that in the pursuit of those rights, we murder truth. So when I say that J.K. Rowling should not be canceled because she was the one who said the very dangerous and corrosive things that women menstruate rather than people menstruate, when I defend her right to say something as banal as that, that doesn't make me a transphobe. It makes me a person with a functioning brain. So in any case, these folks who were trying to cancel me should be ashamed of themselves, because I'm the one who puts my neck out precisely to defend them. When they come for the Jews, I'm the one who stood up to fight for the genocidal hate that Jews face, because I faced it in Lebanon. So rather than viewing me as their ultimate champion and ally, I somehow become Himmler. Shame on them. They are a disgrace to the human spirit. And thank you to the Jewish Public Library for having stood their ground. I'm proud to be associated with you. Cheers, everybody.